This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. As my throat fractures, this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This past year, I've been doing quite a bit of collaborating with a lady who her area of expertise is my weak point. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know a lot of things. I do apply logic, but sometimes that doesn't apply to law. So joining me before 2021 sunsets is Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. How are you today?
Hi, Bill. Great. How about you?
I'm ready for this dog of a year to be behind me. I don't know about you.
I'm good in the sense that I spent most of the year researching, replaying, reliving, analyzing January 6th. So my hope is more that I can start 2022 and move forward with the plans I have in mind without some major political surprise commandeering my daily life.
I don't know this one. The one that you have dedicated your time to seems to be one that needs to be taken up by somebody.
Yes. Yes. And in the year before, in 2020, my big topic was the global pandemic. So it seems like 2 years back to back, I really have been, down the Google rabbit hole over and over and over and pulling out things that to me seem fairly obvious, but that to places like Congress apparently is too simple for them. They need to create a drama that actually doesn't exist if you get down to the facts.
You know, I talk about politicians probably that bad, too, because I'm always saying a politician is only as good as his staff. Because they're not geniuses, are they?
No more than you and me, right? Same as judges. Staff is necessary. The caseload the judge is carrying, the number and complexity of issues faced by a federal legislator. Absolutely. I mean, I do have the luxury of being able to micro-focus. So in some sense, when you have one lead topic, you do get to a depth that then carries that word expert along with it.
Right. Don't you love that? I love that.
Right. I do. Right, as opposed to the judge or the congressman who has to be a jack of all trades by necessity for the demands of the job.
Right after Alec Baldwin popped his cinematographer, I got put out there as an firearms expert. And somebody, one of the TV shows I was on, they asked me just right up front, how does one become a firearms expert? I said, I handle a lot of guns, and I only shoot what I intend to shoot. And I don't shoot myself either, or other people that I don't shoot the wrong people. That's what makes me an expert.
Well, but having watched videos of you actually firing at different ranges, it's clear to me.
Oh, you've watched video of me shooting? Yeah?
Yes. It's out there. It's out there. I like to know what you're doing out there in the world. And you move with experience. You move like a big cat. You're comfortable. The position is excellent. The upper body strength is there. And it's very fluid when you're moving.
So Paloma, I'm going to isolate this, and I'm going to be putting that out there all over the place. That's going to be like a promo.
Well, it's true. It's true. I don't know why experts in the past several years seem to be getting bashed, you know, for having knowledge or experience or even a knack, right? There is value to gut instinct as well. And I think that a big part of what I zero into, whether I'm researching the origins of coronavirus or I'm trying to look at the impact of the Second Amendment by events like January 6th, you know, part of it is that gut instinct and trusting it. And that you know when you've got that thing going on internally that something's off. And that's what you want to pull apart, because you know there is a higher state to achieve of things functioning at a level where it is smooth and it is working.
I
don't see anything wrong with being an expert, even if it's specific subject matter or it's two or three topics. If you're doing that deep dive and you're doing that immersion, why not earn your stripes?
You just gave me the idea. The next time, if that ever comes up again, I'm just going to find a video clip. Maybe you could tell me which one you watched, and I'll send that to him. I'll be like, there's my bona fides, boys. Now, coming up in this hour, what would you like to do? Do you want to do a little retrospective of everything that's been going on with January 6th, the way it has evolved to this point? Or we definitely could do that, because I feel like you are for me, you're the authority. You're the only objective person out there that's getting out there, taking a look at it and not going, that was an insurrection. It was a moment of shame. Democracy, we almost lost it.
No, and no to all three comments. And we can certainly do that. Today happens to be New Year's Eve. Next week is the one-year anniversary of the events of January 6th. I'm probably only ever going to say that once, because it was not 9/11. But we should decide whether we want to take our viewers down a serious path this afternoon or whether we want to take them somewhere a little bit more fun because it's New Year's Eve.
I'm going to leave that up to you, Paloma, because if there's some things that you know about that I was filling in this morning on a radio show local here, and I decided I had to do something sort of fun. I talked about apparently, and this is true, there was a renegade rogue squirrel that went completely crazy and terrorized a town in Wales, the United Kingdom, and actually attacked and managed to attack 18 different people.
Oh, no.
And I was just talking about, you can tell this is in the United Kingdom, because here somebody would have gotten bit one time, and then you would have seen a big puff of a squirrel going up in fur when the 12-gauge came out. So,
all right. Well, so here's what we'll do. We'll do both.
Okay. You can do that.
Let's talk about General Mark Milley.
Oh, I love him. He's a great guy. Well, I'll tell you what. Coming up on the first break, how do they find the book? Not the new book.
So my
you can
book
mention the
January
new book, of course. But
6, yes, can be found at 2ampatriot.com, where you will also find a blog and lots of other detailed bits of information to your heart's content.
Paloma's gone full on media person now. She's out there, and she still runs her antique shop, too. Downton Antique in Beaufort, North Carolina. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Blanks Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. We're gonna have some fun, and we're gonna get serious. We're gonna do both, and she's in charge of that. I'm just a singer in the rock and roll band. So, where are we going with this?
All right, let's go to General Mark Milley, because he factors in both of my worlds. General Milley factors both in the world of January 6th, which would be my nonfiction or true world, and he also focuses into my fiction or not true world. So just to sort of catch the listeners up, I have one book which is out, and that is about the events of January 6th and its potential impact on the Second Amendment movement. That's the year 2021 that we're in and about to expire. Last year, I wrote my first full-length novel about the origins of the coronavirus. And the title of that book is Inconclusive. The title of it actually comes from a speech at the Pentagon podium made by General Mark Milley back on April 14, 2020, when he said the official investigation into the source of the coronavirus was inconclusive. Now, fast forward to January 6th, and General Mark Milley, same man, is on the phone with his counterpart in China, concerned that President Trump has gone into, quote, serious mental decline in the aftermath of the election, and that the president could go rogue. Interesting pairing of events that are not being brought together by anybody else. So I wanted to sort of start there with you and think about the tunnel vision that Congress has right now for the events of January 6th and their determination to force a narrative that will serve their political interests onto the limited, contained events of January 6th, while at the same time we have President Biden saying he has every confidence in General Milley.
If I were Joe Biden, I would have fired him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I would have fired him anyway, because what he did when he made that phone call, that was a violation of the UCMJ. What he did when he got out there and apologized for walking on that field with the president, out getting out there and apologizing, the military is supposed to be apolitical. They're not supposed to be partisan. And he quite clearly is partisan. And our military right now is quite the, they're not exactly covering themselves in glory. And, I don't know. They shouldn't be worried about things like intersectionality or embracing white rage. They should be worried about aiming the claymore the right way. They should be worried about learning how to get the weapon out of a stoppage through remedial action and back in the fight. They should be worried about all of their common task testing and whether or not their vehicles run and all this other stuff. And instead, I mean, they're doing everything but that. I mean, they let go of 206 Marines because they wouldn't get a shot. Do you know how much money they wasted on that?
Anyone who is running a for-profit business understands the cost of training, the value of the employee, can generally quantify if it's your front clerk all the way back to your scientist who is being awarded patents. Yes. Every member of an organization can be quantified. Yes. There was a huge waste of asset. But where is the military in the middle of all of this is an equally interesting question. So let's do it first on the side of January 6th. Washington, D.C. mayor issues a written statement 2 days before saying, I don't want any of you getting involved. And if you think you're going to get involved in my Capitol, you need to come and clear it through me. So on January 6th, as events are unfolding at the Capitol, our top three brass out of the Pentagon have to get in cars and go meet with the mayor at the Washington, D.C. police office to try to get some kind of plan approval from the mayor to dispatch the National Guard, which is sitting, waiting, to go in to try to restore order. Now let's go on the pandemic side of the military. In October of 2019, the 7th CISM Military World Games took place in Wuhan, China. This is just about the same time President Trump is having U.S.-China trade talk. It's just about the same time that President Trump and Secretary of State Pompeo are suspending J-1 visas, pointing out that the Chinese Army has been dispatching members of its military to university and college and research settings across the United States under the guise of being students conducting research. In October 2019, the Chinese Ministry for Foreign Affairs blames the U.S. Army for starting COVID. And a couple days later, backs up the Chinese ambassador to the U.S., goes on Face the Nation and says, oh, no, no, no. The idea that it started in a U.S. Army lab, that was just crazy talk. No, no, we really didn't mean that. At the same time, you've got athletes from Spain, Italy, Canada, Germany, France, Luxembourg, Sweden, all sick with something that's not quite the flu and not quite pneumonia at the point that they're getting on planes to fly back. 197 countries have sent athletes in for those games. So, again, I'm juxtaposing two things that we could partly say are not related, but it does, to me, rewind into that question of national security.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. This is getting good. I wouldn't go anywhere if I were you. This is getting good. Talking to Paloma Capana. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News.
A call between President Joe Biden and Russia President Vladimir Putin can be summed up with this phrase: you've been warned.
While U.S. officials are tight-lipped about Thursday's phone call between Presidents Biden and Putin, the Kremlin is a lot more transparent. Putin's foreign affairs advisor, Yuri Oshenkov, says when President Biden warned Russia's Vladimir Putin with new sanctions against Russia if it takes further military action against Ukraine, Putin responded that such a move could lead to a complete rupture of ties between the nations. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Beloved actress, comedian, and American icon Betty White has died just weeks before a milestone birthday. According to TMZ, White passed away at her home just before 9:30 a.m. on Friday. White had the longest-running career for any woman in TV prior to her death. You're listening to USA Radio News. Severe storms are predicted in the south for the new year.
As most people are ringing in the new year, weather forecasters say a serious and severe weather outbreak could happen that might involve tornadoes. Showers are expected across Texas and much of the south. They say a cold front moving into the region and a strengthening area of low pressure along that front will cause thunderstorms. Warnings are out in Arkansas, Louisiana, and Tennessee. Heavy rain and possible flooding will also be a threat. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The judges of a Michigan University SASE annual banished word list have a message for texting and tweeting Americans. Your wait what joke is lame. The phrase topped Lake Superior State University's lighthearted list of 10 winners, chosen from among more than 1,200 submissions of overused words or phrases. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking to Paloma Capana, I had to stop her in the middle of the good stuff. So if you can pick it up right there, I would appreciate that.
Sure, happy to do so. So what I'm trying to get across is there's a very fine line between being able to establish the truth and having to switch my genre and go to something that is called creative nonfiction. So for January 6th, to me, I've got a book out that has more than 350 footnotes. Find it at 2ampatriot.com. I'm working on the second book, which will really talk a lot about all the dead ends that I've encountered and what triumphs there have been in nailing down what actually happened, what factors contributed to it. But for the pandemic, I have to make some leaps of faith. So in some instances, we have people appearing in my book, Inconclusive is the title, as themselves. So General Mark Milley is himself in my book. He's a public figure. He's sketched out. I have some characters also from China. Remember Dr. Li Wenliang, who put out that early warning that he had contracted something that might be SARS. And initially, the Chinese military pursued him for disrupting the harmony of China with rumors. But then they had to backtrack and say, ah, no, he's actually a martyr. A martyr who tried to sound an early whistle, We have Dr. Ai Fen. She, too, had a Weibo message out there on the Chinese social media concerning the early diagnosis. In her case, in my book, Inconclusive, I use her to bring Americans up to date on a Chinese Thousand Talents program. President Trump absolutely, in 2019, was down the right path in terms of these J-1 visas. He had brought to the forefront programs like Boston University, establishing in 1996 a Chinese scholarship council that was directly affiliated with the PRC's Ministry of Education, so China, the People's Republic of China. For this, President Trump and Secretary of State Pompeo are called racist, xenophobes, right? They are attacked. But I'm still back to that national security question. If you know that a foreign country is placing members of the military, such as, in real life, a woman, Yang Quin Yi, at Boston University, claiming to be a student, discovered to be an officer in the Chinese army, and a member of the CCCP, their Communist Party, the Department of Justice goes forward and indicts her, but she slips out the back door and is believed to go back to China. Even Bloomberg's own Business Week in October 22nd, in fact, of 2020, reported similar investigations ongoing in 25 U.S. cities. But somehow in all of that factual information that was coming to the forefront, President Trump and Secretary of State Pompeo are the bad guys, as opposed to people saying, wait, we have a national security issue. Literally in that time period, when we dial back to like 2017, 2018, 2019, both the U.S. and Canada were literally arresting people, in one instance at Boston Logan Airport, with vials of highly communicable diseases like Ebola, in no better protection than a vial, in a gym sock, in a Nike sneaker, in a box in an overhead bin of a commercial plane about to pull away from the gate. Where is that conversation? Conversation at all? Right? But great progress, December 21st, just 10 days ago, none other than Dr. Lieber of Harvard University, convicted on all six counts of concealing his affiliation with the Wuhan University and being an active participant in China's Thousand Talents program, where he was getting paid more than $50,000 per month to him personally by the Chinese government to create a shadow lab in China to be teaching their students. While at the same time, he's chair of Harvard's chemistry and chemical biology department. Who is talking about Dr. Lieber's conviction 10 days ago?
Nobody.
I could not find it on any channel at all. And yet, here is something positive I can say about the DOJ after a year of chasing them for absolutely ridiculous indictments. More than 700 people associated with events of January 6th, total prosecutorial overreach. Do you see how hard they make it for me, Bill, as an analyst? Because when they do get things right, and they do actually prosecute a bad guy, nobody talks about it. It's only the drama that Congress is pointing them to. Democrats in Congress, majority party in the House, pointing over to the mainstream media, CNN, MSNBC, making their anchor people hysterical with drama themselves. And they're missing the bigger story. They're missing an actual follow through by the Department of Justice on a national security issue. So let's do this, Bill. Let's admit the following. January 6th happened. It was an event. The global pandemic happened.
Right.
Did whoever set January 6th in motion mean for it to get that carried away? I think it's still a question. Did whoever unleashed the pandemic mean for it to get this bad? Probably the simple answer there is I doubt it on the day that it got started.
Right.
Doesn't make sense for China to unleash biological warfare against its number one trading partner. We pump how much money into the Chinese economy every year? Because we're determined everything in the U.S. is going to be made in China.
Right.
Right? Trade imbalance all over the place. Forget the currency analysis. Look at how much money we put into the Chinese economy, then look at how much money China increases its military budget every year, and you're going to find a pretty close alignment with our trade deficit with China in terms of who is actually paying the bill. So that rockets are going off and they're going, oh, excuse me, I think we may be in a path to potentially hit a couple of things up there already. Would you mind moving over?
Yeah.
And while we're at it, we're going to send a new rocket around a pole that has never been crossed before, just in case. And we're going to shut down yet another newspaper in Hong Kong this week.
Hang on for me. Coming up on the last break, where do they find the books?
The new book is at the Inconclusive Truth. .com. The book from January 6th is at 2ampatriot.com.
Talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law, and apparently a researcher with no peer. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. We got one segment left. You feel free to go at it.
Sure. It's just been a really interesting journey the last 2 years. On the one hand, to do so much research into China as a nation and come to such a better understanding of it. Mission, goals, methods, and at the same time also be working on issues surrounding January 6th. So I have sort of one foot in each pie, right? I have one foot in the fiction side and one foot in the nonfiction side. But I think that what's great about pushing Inconclusive out the door now, 2 years after I've written it, is that people are ready to have at least a little bit of a discussion around the pandemic, around its origins, some of the bigger national security issues that are presented by questions of the global pandemic, and to also, I think, get a little bit more informed while at the same time allowing that it's pretty tough to research China. You know, it has to be done in that creative nonfiction format, because it's so difficult to research China that even on one simple example, if you go on Google Earth Maps and you try to look at the Forbidden City on Google Earth Maps so that you can develop a good description, right, as I'm writing a scene where one of my Chinese generals goes through the gates to sit on a bench, it's all blurry. It's all blurry. You can't simply arrive at the street location. You can't simply go on Earth Maps and have a good exploration of what it looks like. You literally have to use coordinates. And I'm understanding that when you take a taxi, you're often giving those coordinates to the driver more even than a street address. So the shroud of mystery there still remains. I think even since China opening in the 70s, it still remains for us a question. This huge nation, all of this commerce, such critical things that are manufactured there, including pharmaceuticals sold in the U.S., including parts, critical parts for many of our military components. And here we are dealing with a nation where you and I can't even read one of the characters in written Chinese. It's not offered in any public school in the United States. So hopefully our listeners will take a moment to get a little bit deeper into this question of who is China in relationship to the United States through my book, which launches tomorrow, New Year's Day, and you can find it at theinconclusivetruth.com.
I like it. I like it a lot. Now, January the 6th,
yes.
as we roll towards the sunset here, January the 6th, you know, Pelosi is wrapping herself in that.
Yeah.
Her and Liz Cheney are, I guess, besties now.
Apparently BFF.
Yeah. Now, I think they have different agendas on that, though.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. Yeah.
I think Cheney is all about, I got to get Trump because Trump don't like me, and I like being a politician, and nobody in my family's ever been voted out of office in EIEIO. And at the same time, you know, she's not, she knows she's going to get primaried. She knows that he's probably going to endorse whoever's running against her if they're upright and breathing on their own. Whereas with Pelosi, they got nothing to run on. So they certainly can't run on the pandemic because they botched that. They, you know, Biden has a bigger body count, a misleading body count, but I mean, he has a bigger body count of people that died with COVID, not from COVID, because we don't know how many people died purely from COVID. I think it's less than 30,000.
It's the same story as President Obama, who ran on platforms of closing down Guantanamo Bay, applying the Constitution to detainees, and making sure there was accountability for anything that the United States military or its contractors had done overseas, even if it wasn't on U.S. soil.
Right.
All the Democrats got all wound up, oh, that's great, 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 great. That turned out to be nothing. Absolutely nothing. He accomplished nothing on that agenda and, in fact, ran more armed drone strikes and killed more civilians overseas than his predecessor. So here we come now with Biden. Oh, I'm going to fix it. I'm going to say we're going to have all of this is going to happen. And you can go straight down the list from testing to vaccine in poor neighborhoods and so forth and so on. That, too, total fizzle. Nothing. Absolutely zero. Cheney, I think, is in a completely different position. I do think that she's running a much more sinister agenda. It simply runs in her bloodline. She's using Pelosi and the Democrats and even her position on the January 6th Select Committee for whatever she thinks she can gain from that positioning to have little daggers to stick in between the ribs of her Republican colleagues as she walks down the hall and technically still has access to those meetings at the same time. So I could not agree with you more that I would watch out for where Cheney goes from here, and I would watch out in terms of the legacy of Blackwater and what is really behind her and where she really is trying to drive things.
Right. Yeah, old Liz Cheney. I haven't heard too much out of Adam Kinzinger lately, but Liz, she's definitely got a different thing going on. But, hey, whatever. I guess they'll keep on running this until... And, you know, and here's what I want to see happen. I don't want to see this committee, when they get absolutely shellacked in November, I don't want to see this committee dissolved. I want to see it repurposed. I want them to put the guy that shot Ashley Babbitt, I want to see them bring him in, show him out there, and I want them to grill him. And then I want to find out what the rules of engagement were for that particular day or every day. And I want to see some heads roll on this one, because heads should definitely roll.
But I would like to see some responses to my Freedom of Information request.
Sure.
So in terms of what to look for from me in 2022, I have a number at this point, it's over 30, of Freedom of Information requests that have run their administrative appeal process or are completely being ignored. totally with no response whatsoever. So in terms of Ashley Babbitt and a number of those records, you know, I've got to start bundling a couple of these foils together and actually filing to D.C. District Court
right.
to force a few of these issues, because to my way of looking at things, and I hope it won't sound egocentric, but for me, for what I'm after, nobody in Congress is really asking the questions that I want asked. So my challenge is there a way to get it without having to start a lawsuit? And apparently the answer is no, as concerns freedom of information. Some records forthcoming, yes, but the vast majority of what I've asked for has simply gone down rabbit holes, or in the case of one of the defendants, Thomas Caldwell, who himself claimed to be an FBI section chief, nobody wants to own him.
Right.
So those denials may actually be that he wasn't. But if he wasn't, then why wouldn't they say he wasn't? Because it would be criminal for him to be falsely claiming that he was. You know, it's a little bit circular there.
Well,
I don't
we're about to run out of time.
Away
well, that,
from it.
We're going to have to discuss that later.
Get to the truth.
Yeah.
So,
I want to thank you for the past year of collaboration. Some of this stuff has been, you can only hear it here's kind of stuff, and you brought it. So thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Bill, for inviting me and for really just stretching the mind to some of the huge questions that this country is facing and has to be discussed at the dinner table and handled at the voting booth.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Coming up next, third hour, we're going to be talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.